Go ahead and record it. I'm going to greet everybody again. Hey, for the ones that don't know, this is Sister LaShonda. We always start off the week. We start off the week. And I'd be so blessed to get on the line and pray. And this is our week for guests, so hopefully some of us was able to get a guest. I wasn't personally, but some of us maybe be able to get their guest.
I wasn't.
But nevertheless, we're going to go forward. I'm going to hand this service over to our sister Elaine. She's going to put that first coal on the fire. It's in your hands if you're ready, Sister Elaine.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back, Minister LaShonda. We are glad that you're back. We're glad that you're going to set everything on fire here. My topic this morning is on to be like Christ. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this word, to be like Christ. We want to be like Christ. We really, really want to be just like him. Sometimes it can be hard. Sometimes we stray a little bit, but then we pull ourselves back together and we ask God to forgive us for our sins and let's go straight ahead and go forward because we do want to be like Christ. It says, we are to be like Christ in his mission. There are five main ways in which we are to be Christ-like: in his incarceration, in his service, in his love, in his endurance, and in his mission. 1 John 2:6 tell us that we must live as Jesus did. If we want to live today like Christ would, we have to start by obeying his teachings and giving our all to following his perfect example of complete obedience to God, along with loving service to everyone that we come into contact with. Then it says in Philippians 2:5-8, we must have the same mindset as described. Jesus, in the image of God, he has shown both what God is like and our goals is to be conformed into his image. What are the qualities of being Christ-like? It says in Colossians 3 and Ephesians 4, Christ-like possesses himself so that his characters as evidence in their compares, which is humility, thankfulness, gratitude, generosity, truthfulness, and forgiveness. We want to be Christ-like. We want to do everything that we can do in our lives here on this earth to be just like him. We thank you, Lord God, this morning for this word on being Christ-like. We want to do everything that we can to be pleasing to the Father, which is Jesus' Father and which is our Father also. We thank you, Lord God. I always say that I thank God that his Son took the attitude to go up on that cross. And even though that was a hard thing for him, but he loved his Father. He loved his Father so that he didn't even think about that anymore. And he went up on that cross. He was beaten, and he was just bruised so badly. But he did it, and he did it for his Father, and he did it for us because that's what his Father wanted him to do. We thank you, Lord God, this morning for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, to be in our different locations. I always say that mine is in my kitchen. Mine is in the kitchen. My kitchen is bright. My lights is on. And I just thank God each and every day for waking up in the mornings. I thank you, Lord God, for our visitors that's on this line near and far. I thank you for them this morning. I thank you for the locations that they're in, that they're able to listen to each and every prayer person that come on, that leave. I thank you, Lord God, for being Christ-like right at this particular time and at this moment right now. Lord, sometimes it can be really hard to follow after you, because you did such a great thing. You did such a great, everything was great in our eyes that you did. We want to be like you. We hope and pray each and every day that we can be like you, even when we look in our word. Our word is dashing out and blinging out at us and telling us exactly how you are and how you were and how you is today. We thank you, Lord God, for this word, Christ-like. We want to be like Christ. We want to be like him in every way. We want to be able to come to that throne and tell you everything about how we are and what we're doing and what we want to do and how we want to be like you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our bishop who bought this ministry and showed us what this ministry is going to be about and what it is right now. We thank you, Lord God, that this ministry is going to grow and that this ministry is growing even now. Everyone that's on this line from near and far is Christ-like this morning, and we want to be Christ-like until we leave this world. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every member. We thank you for the Body of Christ Assembly, which the Body of Christ Assembly is even the ones that's not even in our ministry, but they're still in our ministry to us. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Master of Masters. And we love you. We thank you. We think of you when we get up in the mornings. We thank you for waking us up, that you woke us up on this side of the world, that you haven't yet woke us up on the other side yet. We thank you, Lord, because you are a wonderful King. You are a wonderful everything to us. We thank you because we want to be Christ-like. We want to feel for you like your Son Jesus Christ felt for you. We still want to feel like you. We don't want our minds to stray into anything else. We just want our minds to be Christ-like. We want our minds to be like Jesus. We want our minds to be strong. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're about to do, everything that we just thank you. We thank you for your peace this morning, which surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord God, that we want to guard our hearts, that we want our minds to be just like your Son, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you because you are holy, 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 and we want to be holy like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for having him die on that cross for us to save us so that we can live, so that we can be what you want us to be. Sometimes we stray, but we know how to come back. I thank you, Lord, that we know how to come back to where we're supposed to be in you. Sometimes this world can take us to a whole different place, but with you, we know, and we know better. We know to serve you because we want to be like Christ. We want to be like everything that he is even today. We want to be exactly like him. We want to be like him if it's just in the moment right now, but we want to be from the moment on for good. We want to be like him. We thank you. We thank you. We magnify your holy name. We want to be Christ-like like you. We want to be like your Son, Jesus. We want to be like him today because he's alive and he lives in us. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Jesus, 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 the Holy One, the Good One, the Righteous One, the one that we want to look up to because we want to be just like your son, Jesus. We know that we can't come to you without coming to your son, Jesus. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the sacrifice that he made for us. We thank you. We thank you. We want to be Christ-like today. We want to be Christ-like today and forevermore. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you because you are the great God. You are the great one. We thank you through your son, Jesus. We thank you because Jesus, he did so much for us. He didn't have to die on that cross. You didn't have to have him die on that cross. But if he hadn't died on that cross, where would we be? Where would we be today? Would we even be in existence today? I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for your son, Jesus, because he did so much for us. I thank you because he did so much for us because of you, because of the love and the gratitude and everything that he has given us. We thank you because of your son, Jesus. We thank you because your son, Jesus, was the Holy One. He is holy still. We want to be Christ-like. We want to be just like your son, Jesus. We want to go forth with everything that we do each and every day. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for putting happiness in our hearts this morning. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for everything that you're about to do. Thank you for the sick and the shut in this morning. Thank you that they want to be Christ-like too, even in the situation that they're in. Thank you for the homeless, Lord God. Thank you because you said that the poor would be with us always. I thank you for them this morning. I thank you for the ones that don't want to be poor anymore and that they want to be Christ-like. I thank you for this ministry that's been going forth for the past year now. I thank you for my bishop. I thank you for his wife. I thank you for all the ministers and pastors. I thank you for near and far. I thank you that this ministry is growing and it's going to be Christ-like all the way, all through. I thank you because you are the great and awesome God. I thank you, Lord God, that this ministry is growing and growing and growing each and every day. I thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. I want to turn it back over to Minister LaShonda.
Don't you think I love you, Jesus? I'm over here praising him. Leave me alone. Oh, my God. I love you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Elaine, for that prayer, that worship. We love you, Jesus, more than anything, more than anything. We want to be like him. Oh, yes. My God. Hey, I'm not going to get into the next prayer leads way because I know I'll tear the whole thing up. Let me act right. Our next prayer leads. Sister LaTanya, are you ready?
I am. I was going to say, go ahead and tear it up.
No. Let me act right now. It's Monday. These people don't want to deal with me this morning, Tanya. You go ahead. Go ahead. Use in your hand.
All right. Our word for today is the church. The scripture that I was going to use is Romans chapter 12. It just talks about the different gifts that we have been given as people of the church. And it says that we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. And if your gift is prophesying, in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is encouraged, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. And if it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Lord, we thank you that you have called us by name, and you have called us your church that you are coming back for, Father God. And within the church, Father God, you have called us to be leaders in so many different areas, Father God. I think about the scripture that talks about the body not being able to move without the other parts, Father God. And the church, we're the body, Father God, and we need to come together to move together, Father God, to grow together. And so I pray for our churches. And I pray for our leaders all around the world, Father God. And I pray for those who have been called to serve, Father God. And I just pray, whatever we do, Father God, I pray that we would do it with a cheerful heart. Father God, you said if it's to encourage, be an encourager. If it's to give, give with all you have. Father God, I pray, Father God, that we would not hold back our gifts in the church, Father God, but we would be utilized by you. I pray, Father God, that we would be in surrender to your will and to your way, Father God. I pray, Father God, that as leaders in the church, as the church body, Father God, as saints that come together, I pray, Father God, that we would not neglect the dwelling, Father God, of coming together. I pray, Father God, that we would make it a priority. Lord, you know, so many times people don't make church a priority. And after COVID, everybody has decided it's okay to stay at home, Father God. But you said, neglect not the fellowship of the saints that are coming together, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will get back, Lord Jesus, to coming together and assembling in your church, Father God. That we will glean from one another, Father God. Because you said as arm sharpens arm, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we're willing to get up and to go, Lord Jesus, and to, again, encourage one another and to lift one another up, Father God. I pray that we would be willing to serve your people. Lord, you said that you did not come for those who are healed, but for the sick, Father God. And so I pray, Lord Jesus, that our arms as a church, Father God, would reach out to the people who are lost, Lord Jesus. To those who don't know you, Father God, I pray, Father God, that as a church we would be your vessels. They will be your ministers of the faith, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will run the race that you have called us to do. I pray, Father God, that you would equip our church, Lord Jesus, with leaders. I pray, Father God, that people will know that the harvest is clean, but the workers are fruit. So, Father God, I pray that you would call the people of your church forward to do more, Father God, to reach more souls for the kingdom. Lord Jesus, it's not about us, but it is all about you. We know one day that you are coming, Father God. So I pray, Lord Jesus, that as the church will work while it's still day. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will hear your voice. I pray, Father God, that we will be more like Christ, who woke up each morning to sit alone with the Father. I pray, Father God, that we will have that desire in our hearts to get up and just meditate on your goodness and spend time in your word and speak to you, Father God, the lover of our souls. I pray, Father God, that our church would not be divided, Lord Jesus. We think about the churches in the Bible and who follow who. And in the end, Paul said, it's about following Christ. It's about following Jesus. And so I pray, Father God, that we will fix our eyes on you. I pray, Father God, that we will set our feet, Father God, to run this race, Father God, towards the end goal of being with you again. For you said you have come. You're coming for a bride without a spot or a blemish, Father God. And I know we fall short, but I pray, Father God, that we would get back up and we would keep running this race, Father God. Don't want all the things that hinder us, Lord Jesus. Don't want all the things of this world that have us so bound, so tied. I pray, Father God, that you would allow us, Lord Jesus, to just be free and to show us that freedom, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we won't be so caught up in a call, but caught up in our call to you, serve you only. I pray, Father God, that you would move I pray, Father God, that you would have your way. I pray, Father God, for the release of your Holy Spirit in your churches, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, for a newness. I pray, Lord Jesus, that our hearts would be open and then broken, Father God. I pray, Father God, that we would renew, Father God, in our minds, in the churches all around the world. I pray, Father God, that people who come into your churches won't leave the same way they came in, Father God, but they will be renewed, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would know that we do not fight against just humanness, but we fight against the principalities of this world, Father God. And so I pray that our churches will put on the full armor of God, that we will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I pray, Lord Jesus, for deliverance in your churches. I pray, Father God, for freedom in your churches. I pray, Father God, that we would be a firm foundation. The people will come in, Father God, stepping on solid ground, not on wavery ground, on wishy-washy leaders, Father God, wishy-washy saints. I pray, Father God, that they would see Jesus and they would want to be here and they would want to commune with us as we commune with you, Father God. I pray that our arms would be open to receive, Lord Jesus, the people that you send us in the churches, Lord Jesus. And I pray that we would feel at home, Lord Jesus. And I just pray, Father God, that your love and your light would just continue to flow from the head, Father God, all the way down to the bottom. And I pray, Father God, that our eyes would be open to you. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would give us the things that we need, Father God, to do your will each and every day. I pray, Lord, for mercy. And I pray for grace. And I pray, Father God, that we would move, Lord Jesus, as we see you moving. As you see the Father moved, I pray, Father God, that again our hearts will be open to your scriptures. I pray, Father God, that we will be willing to lead as you have called us, Father God. Help us not to shy back. Help us to be bold like Paul. Help us to be bold like Peter, Father God. Those who gave their life for the mission, those who gave their life for the church. I pray, Father God, that you, Lord Jesus, would just cover us. I pray, Father God, that your anointing would flow through us, Father God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that again, the lost will be saved, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would do only what you could do. I pray, Father God, that you would continue to lead us. I pray, Father God, that you would continue, Lord Jesus, to just shine your light upon us. And I pray again for our kids today, Father God, and I pray for your blood shed covering over them, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would just keep them safe. I pray for the teachers, Father God. I pray, Father God, that they would teach our kids and our kids' eyes and minds would be open. Lord Jesus, I pray for, again, the leadership all around the world, Father God, who brings the true word to your people. I pray, Father God, that you would shield your leaders, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would have a heart and a mind that's more like you. I pray, Father God, that our steps will be ordered. And I pray, Father God, that we will lean, again, not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, that you would make our path straight, Father God. Lord Jesus, we love you. We say thank you. We say you are to be glorified. We thank you because you said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God. The church started with you and it will end with you, Father God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that we were receptive of that. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would move. I pray, Father God, that our hearts and our minds will be open to new things each and every day. And the book of Isaiah says, behold, I am doing a new thing. I pray that as a church, we will recognize that you are trying to do a new thing, Father God, and we will usher that in, Lord Jesus, into our churches. And I say with the psalmist, that I know I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I pray, Father God, that our churches will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that you would keep drawing people unto the churches, that they would be encouraged, they would be lifted up, Father God, and that they would take over and start leading, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that people would be willing to come to church to help and to lead and to sow, Father God, on good ground. I pray, Father God, that your word will go forth in this world, changing the hearts and the minds of your people, Father God. And draw us unto yourself, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would draw us, Lord Jesus, unto yourself each and every day. And I pray, Father God, that we be willing, Lord Jesus, just to heed to your voice, to heed to the call, that we will put our hands to the plow, Father God. For you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy, Father God, to be lifted high. And so you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So, Lord Jesus, I just pray that we would be willing to lift you up, Father God, that we would be willing to share who you are. That's what the church is for, to share Christ. For it's no longer I who live with Christ in me. Christ who died on the cross for my sins. Lord Jesus, we don't have to do it with elegance, as Paul said. We do it for the glory of the Lord, for your glory alone, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to spend time today in prayer. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would hear our prayers. They would not return back unto you void, Father God, but they would go out, and your word will go out to accomplish, Father God, what it's sent to do. Lord Jesus, break in the heart and hearts of the lost. I pray, Father God, that we would be about your kingdom business until the day you return. Lord, give us the courage and the authority to step out, Father God. For you said that you have given us exactly what we need to do, exactly what you have called us to do. So we say thank you. And I pray, Father God, that we won't shy back from that call. But Lord Jesus, that we will move in authority. We will move in grace. We will move in love, Father God. We will move by the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we feel not to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray, and I turn it back over to the hands of LaShonda Miller.
Amen, 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 amen. Sister Elaine, you don't stir it up? No. Listen, every time I go to the point, though, I get flat, so I'm going to need you to help me. I love you, Jesus. If she's still on the line, I don't know.
I'm still here.
Come on and sing. Sing some more for me. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything.
Yeah.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you.
Ooh.
Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. People of God, y'all know what I'm about to do. But let me encourage somebody here. This is the purpose. I love you, Jesus. That's got to be inside of you. It can't just be a word to the song, but something has to happen. Something has to react. When a man says he loves his woman, something happens. When a woman says, I love my man, something happens. When you say you love the Father, something happens. Go ahead and take just a few minutes. Take a few minutes with me. Come on and praise him, because I believe he's worthy of it. I'm going to unmute the line. Thank you, Jesus. As the anointing is on the head, oh God, let Let it go down to the body, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that somebody is reaching out. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. They believe that they could just get to the line this morning. Lord, that you would deliver. Lord, that you would set free. Lord, that you would turn the situation around for them, oh God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I know some have to go this morning. I know some have to go. But I want to thank you for joining us this morning. And before you go, consider sowing a seed. Every seed produces a harvest. That's what you have to believe. And if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $BishopEricClark. You can also go to the website. That's EKC Ministries. You can sow your gift there. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. At this time, I'm going to hand it over to our next prayer lead. That's Minister Andre. Sir, it's in your hands if you're ready.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Love you, Lord. We love you today, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Yes, I'm Minister Andre Jeffries. I'm coming from Richmond Heights, Ohio. I didn't have a chance to invite nobody because this invite a guest week. I didn't have a chance yet to invite anybody. I'm working on it, though. I believe I'll be praying two more times this week. So hopefully I'll be able to get someone to invite someone to our prayer line before the week is out. Thank you, Jesus. Also, I'll be speaking today at the nursing home, at Mother Izzy's nursing home in Mayfield Village, Altar Care. Anybody want to come and support, all you have to do is Google Mayfield Village Altar Care, and it'll give you the directions if you're in the area and can come. I will appreciate. I thank God I've been celebrating my birthday all week, all weekend. I really didn't have a scripture, but you know, God has a way of supplying your needs. So I Googled in the name of Jesus, because my topic would be on leadership. And it reads as follow: being a leader takes courage, discipline, and determination. While a great leader can bring great success. Baby, can you close your door? While great leader can bring great success, it also comes at the cost of being judged and overwhelmed. The Bible speaks of so many wonderful leaders and how God blessed them for their work. There are many verses in the scriptures that God spoke to encourage men and women who choose to step up and lead. If you are striving to be a leader, or if you need inspiration along the way, these Bible verses about leadership should help you. In Galatians 6:9, it reads, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." I'm reading from the New International Version. Hebrews 13:7. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Isaiah 41 and 10 reads, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my right hand." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctifying the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Thank you for being our great leader. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to be made in your image. Thank you for empowering us, Lord, to go forth in your name. Thank you, Jesus. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you look upon the leadership of this world, Lord. Help them to make decisions that will bring about a right outcome for your people around the world, Lord. Intercede in their behalf, Lord. Give them dreams and visions, Lord, that will direct them and guide them towards you and bring peace wherever they are in the world, Lord. Let your love go forth, Lord, to those that are up under them, Lord, to those that will reap the consequences of their decisions, of their actions, Lord. Protect them, Lord, from any harm, Lord. From any wrongdoing, Lord. From any dictators, Lord Jesus, that are only thinking about themselves, Lord. We need you this day, Lord. The world needs you, Lord Jesus. We're waiting for you to return, Lord, and to bring your kingdom down on earth. Help us to spread your kingdom. Help those that are in government, that are making decisions and legislation in the United States, Lord. Give them a sense of morality, Lord, that they may have lost. Give them a repentant heart, Lord. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Help them to turn this country back to you. The hand of the king. The king's hand, the hand of the king, the heart of the king is in your hand, Lord. And we ask you to turn it towards you, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus. Help our mayors, Lord Jesus. Help our governors, Lord Jesus, to govern, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to make a difference, Lord, in our families, Lord. Help us to be examples to them, Lord, what a Christian leader should be. Help us to gather our families together, Lord, for prayer, for Bible study, Lord Jesus, for worshiping you, Lord Jesus. Let us be consistent in our walk before them, Lord, so that they can imitate us, Lord. So they can take what we give them to wherever they're going, Lord. That it will keep them when temptation comes their way, Lord. Your seed that we planted in them will ground them and give them the ability to make the right decisions, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for making us your ambassadors today, Lord. We want to represent you, Lord. We want to let our light shine wherever we go, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to continue to empower us, Lord, by your Spirit. Give us the anointing we need, Lord, to overcome, Lord, the enemy that's trying to attack us, that's trying to cause confusion, Lord, that's trying to destroy us, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord, that you put your angels of protection around us, Lord. That you've given us the victory, Lord, and that you told us that we don't have to be afraid, Lord, because you are with us. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in the palm of your hand. Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus, this morning, Lord. We want to do your will, Lord Jesus. We surrender our wills to you, Lord. Thank you for your word this morning, Lord. Thank you for your scriptures that encourage us, Lord. Thank you for your promises, Lord Jesus. Have your way on this prayer line, Lord. Strengthen your people today, Lord Jesus. Bless them as they go forth, Lord. In your name, Jesus, I pray that it be done. Let them work miracles today. Let them show your love today to somebody. And compassion, Lord. Help us, Lord, to execute your will. Thank you, Jesus. Here's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Minister Andre, for that good prayer covering our leaders. Thank y'all. We thank all of the prayer leads this morning. Y'all have done exactly what you were supposed to come here and do. We have lifted up the name of Jesus. We have prayed. We have prayed to be like him. We have prayed for the church, and we have prayed for the leadership. And we thank God. We thank God this morning. I am just so overwhelmed because I believe that the word of God is true. And when you plant it down in yourself, you start seeing things coming to pass. And just even last week, I said this before, if you wasn't on, I was in New Mexico with my brother, and I was on assignment. But I didn't have to lose my spot. I didn't have to, okay, y'all, I can't pray this morning. I can't lead this morning because we have it written down now that we, as mature believers, we can minister from our location. So no matter where we are, we can still do our assignment. And I thank God just for the vision of our head. And then that it spreads. It's not just for the body of Christ Assembly Church, but it can reach over. And if you believe it, you can receive it. I'm going to go ahead. Y'all know what I'm about to do. I got to read it. for the ones that may not know it, the Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose, and I thank God for that. I did have a guest, but some things happened, so it didn't work out. That's fine. But this is what I'm led to do this morning. And if y'all can, if you don't mind, and if it is something that is on your heart, mine was pray what's on my heart. My heart is to pray for you. So I'm going to unmute the line, and if you have a prayer request that you want us to touch and agree with you right now on, I'm going to give y'all the opportunity to call out your prayer request. Now listen, people of God, I'm going to try to remember every person every prayer request. But if, for whatever reason, I don't get yours, please charge it to my head and not my heart, okay? I'm going to unmute the line right now, all right? Okay, is it anybody that has a prayer request that you would like us to pray for this morning?
Yes, I do. My niece, Tanisha, she's on drugs really bad. Or Tanisha.
Tanisha, deliverance. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Salvation for my eldest son. As I am, just pray for my eldest son. His name is Christian.
Christian.
Hallelujah.
Christian. Salvation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And pray for my daughter-in-law and the sudden loss of her mom.
Jesus. Absolutely.
Pray for my wife. She's dealing with a lung infection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Healing.
Good morning. This is Gloria. I would like to pray for my coworker, lost her cousin in a car accident, and I would like to pray for all the young men between the age of 21 and 80, just for guidance.
Amen. 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 All right. Do we have anybody else before I go ahead and mute the line?
This is Khalil Miller. Pray for the men in general, young men,
amen.
Old men, just for the men.
Amen.
Yes, yeah. This is one. Mine's all the way. I like to pray for the young women. It's dealing with the men, just immature, as underdelivered.
Yes, ma'am. We got to pray for our people.
This is the main one. Pray for my help finding.
Pray for the men.
I'm sorry. Just say it one more time, Sister Mina.
I'd like you to pray for my health and finance.
Okay. All right.
Pray for my cousin Derek Brito. He's going through a alcoholic program.
Okay. Arthritis. Okay,
for
I heard you.
Thank you.
All right, people of God. Well, guess what? We are all going to pray. It's not going to be just on me. We're going to all come together in prayer this morning. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we do praise you. We worship you even now, God, as you have heard your people cry out. Let me see if this off. Y'all give me 1 second. I'm trying. Hey, Minister Andre, can you mute your line for me? I'm trying to mute it on the thing, but it won't work. Mute that line for me. Thanks. We thank you and we praise you, O God. Lord, we come before your throne of grace, O God. Lord, humbly but boldly, knowing that we can ask anything according to your will, and you would grant it unto us. Lord, you said we're two touch and agree on anything that you would grant it unto them, O God. And Lord, you heard the prayer request this morning. Lord, your people were on my heart this morning, and clearly they needed prayer. Lord, we pray for the woman that lost her mother suddenly. My God, we ask that you wrap your arms of comfort around her even now, O God. Wrap it around the family, O God. Lord, give them exactly what they are in need of, O God. Lord, we pray for the men now, God. Lord, from every age, Lord Jesus, from the little boys all the way up to the grown men. We pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would bring forth leaders. Lord, you would put mentors in front of them, O God. Lord, you would connect them to the right people, O God. Lord, that you would disconnect them from the wrong people, O God. Lord, that you would give them vision, O God. Even now, Lord Jesus, your word said that they will have dreams, O God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that they will begin to dream, O God, and have vision, O God. Lord, we pray for the young women, O God. Lord, we pray for the young women, oh God. Lord, the baby girls all the way up, oh God. Lord, give us the strength, oh God. Lord, give us the wisdom, oh God. Lord, to speak into our men, into our young boys, into our husbands, into our sons, oh God. Lord, give us the wisdom, oh God. Lord, as you pour into us, oh God. Lord, as you fill us up, oh God. Lord, that we can fill them up, oh God. Lord, that it won't be we're going against one another, oh God. But Lord, that we will start to come together in harmony. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Even now, Lord Jesus, for healing. Lord, we heard a lot of it. So for healing in general, Lord, we understand that by your stripes, we are healed, oh God. Lord, the 39 lashes that you took on your back, oh God. Lord, that you have already given us the victory over sickness, even now, oh God. Lord, you have given us the victory, even now, over alcoholism, oh God, over drug addiction, even now, God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would set them free. I plead the very blood of Jesus from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Even now, God, I pray that you would step into the situation and turn it around for them, oh God. Turn it around for them, oh God. Lord, we pray even now for salvation. We pray for salvation to come to the home even now, God. Even now, God. Even now, God. That they will say, what must I do? What must I do to be saved? What must I do to reach out to them? What must I do to change? I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would touch their hearts even now, Lord. Lord, as you draw them, oh God, Lord, I pray that we begin to plant the seed, water the seed, oh God. But we understand that you alone bring the increase, oh God, and we thank you for it, oh God. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for every person, Lord, even if I missed them, oh God. Lord, even if they didn't say anything, oh God. Lord, you hear and you see them. Let them know that you hear and you see them, oh God. They're not forgotten. You see the need that they have, the financial need. Lord, they need to make a decision and they don't know which way to go, oh God. But you see it, oh God. And you'll move the mountains that is in the way, oh God. Lord, I thank you that you have given us the ability to speak to the mountains, oh God. Your word says that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, oh God, Lord, that we can speak to the mountains that's in the way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. We thank you now, Lord Jesus, that mountains are being moved. Oh, we thank you, oh God, that the chains are being broken, oh God, over their lives, oh God. Lord, that deliverance is coming, oh God. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you're filling us up, oh God, that we are your hands in the earth, oh God, and we are going forward, and we are touching people, oh God. Lord, we are loving on people, oh God. Lord, we are opening up their eyes to you, oh God, that they will know you as the everlasting Father. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Names were called out on the line this morning. Names were called out on the line this morning, Lord. Lord, I pray that you go into every situation. I pray that you go into every situation because you are a big God. Lord, we can't get to everybody. Lord, we can't touch everybody. But Lord, you can. Lord, you can move a situation. Lord, you can stop a situation. Lord, you can turn a situation suddenly, oh God. Lord, what we can't see, you can see. Oh, somebody is dealing with depression. Even now, Lord Jesus, I pray even now that the enemy doesn't have power over their mind. That they would cast down imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Oh, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you're drawing your people with loving kindness, oh God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fill us up, oh God. Fill us up, oh God. Fill us up, oh God, with your spirit. Fill us up, oh God. Fill us up, oh God, that we would be able to walk with discernment. Lord, that we would be able to hear, oh God. Lord, that we would be able to speak as you speak, Lord Jesus. Lord, that we would be more like you, oh God. Less of us, more of you, oh God. That is our prayer this morning as we call out unto you, the only God that hears and answers. You are the only God that hears and answers. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you because you are so worthy. You are so worthy. You are so worthy to be praised. I worship you, oh God. I worship you, oh God. Healing, healing, healing for Sister Keitha. Healing, healing, healing for the people that are dealing with arthritis. Lord, for the people who are dealing with different diseases in their body, oh God. Lord, we pray even now, Lord Jesus, that you would heal them. That you would heal them, Lord. And I pray now that your people will come back with a report. That your people will come back with the report that salvation has come, that deliverance has come. And Lord, as your word has said so many times in your word, it's according to our faith, so be it unto us. I pray that now in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Whew. I thank you, people of God, for joining us this morning. I'm praying that what has been prayed, what has been said, what has been sung, because this has been a service, it has blessed you. I pray that, as I said before, even if I didn't remember your name or your specific prayer request, that you would charge it to my head and not my heart. I pray that God will answer it just as you thought. He knows the plans that he has concerning you. It's God's will. God's will that your son be delivered. It's God's will that he serves him. It's God's will. Now you have to put in the work. Now you have to put in the work. Now we have to plant seeds. Now we have to water seeds. It's the will of God that we walk in health. And we have a part in that. We have a part in that. But I believe that God wants us to be healed. Why? Because 39 lashes tells me that it's so. But we have to believe that. God's word says that he is near to the brokenhearted. So that lets me know when I lose a loved one, when I lose somebody that I'm close to, that he's right there with me. That his arm of comfort is there for me. When no one else is there, he is there. People of God, it's 9:00. I just wanted to encourage somebody. So we know that we have daily bread. It's starting. So meet us over at YouTube. I pray that your week, I pray that your week is completely blessed. And you meet us again tomorrow at 8:00. We're going to go to 9:00. I'm going to let y'all say goodbye to one another, and then we're going to get out of Bishop's way, all right?
God y'all have a blessed day.
Everybody have a blessed day.
God bless you.
God bless everyone.
Love everyone.
Thank you very much. All right. Have a blessed day.
All right. Blessings.
Thank you for the prayer.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Shonda.
Oh, y'all. these kids won't get up for work. Aggravating me, and then I had to pray. Y'all be blessed, though.
You too, sweetie. You too.
All right.
Bye.